the prisoners had escaped.
那他怎么交代？
So what could he do?
哦，所以他拿刀要自杀。
So he was going to commit suicide.
那他不，如果他自杀哦，这个是悲剧，他本身的悲剧也是他家庭的悲剧。
And if he had killed himself, this would have been a tragedy for him and his whole family.
哦，那那个时候保罗说，哦，不要害自己啊，我们都在这里。
But at that moment, Paul said, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here."
这个就是转机。
And this was the turning point.
因为保罗在那个地方啊，所以这个禁足跟他的全家啊，一个得恩典的机会。
Because Paul was there, this prison keeper and his whole family had the opportunity to receive grace.
啊，那个禁足就伏在保罗希拉面前，就问了，我们应当怎样行才可以得救？
So he prostrated himself in front of them and he asked them what to do.
所以保罗讲道理给他们听啊，啊，全家受洗。
So Paul preached the gospel to him and his whole household and they were all baptized.
为什么全家信主这么重要？
Why is it important for a whole family to be baptized?
啊，我们想从三方面来探讨这个问题。
Let us discuss this from three aspects.
啊，第一个，我们看这个全家信主以后的第一个生活上的表现是什么？
The first is what is the first manifestation of what when after a family is becomes a believer.
啊，三十四节最后一句话说，信了神都很喜乐。
The first was that they all rejoiced.
我们常常在想哈，我们世界上这么忙，到底为什么？
We often think, why are we so busy in this world?
啊，当然，除了说将来可以啊进天国之外，哈，那我们每一天这么忙，为什么？
What, apart from desiring to enter into heaven one day, why are we so busy in this world?
我想每一个人答案都是一样，我们很忙，到最后一个目标，就是希望能够活得很幸福。
And I think for all of us, the ultimate goal is because we want to live a very happy life.
那这个幸福有一种外在的表现，就是很喜乐。
And this kind of very prosperous life shows itself in our happiness.
你有可能说一个家庭很幸福，全家愁眉苦脸吗？
If you are prosperous, would the whole family be sad?
啊，这不可能。
Of course not.
所以幸福的一种表现就是这个家庭生活充满着喜乐。
So one characteristic or quality of being prosperous is having happiness in your family.
那全家很喜乐，你发现家庭就好像天国一样。
And if your whole family is happy, then you see that it is almost like heaven.
那我们常常在想尽办法，怎么让我们的家庭能够活得很幸福、很喜乐。
So we want to find a way for our family to live together in prosperity and in happiness.
哦，有时候买了一部新车，哇，大家很高兴。
Sometimes after we've purchased a new car, everybody is very happy.
或者买了新房子，大家很高兴。
Or everybody is happy after buying a new house.
但是或者说到哪个地方去度假，大家很高兴。
Or if you go away on a vacation, everybody is happy.
但这个都是短暂，也是外在的。
But these are all temporary and they're also superficial.
这个真正的幸福是从内心的一种满足的一种一种表现出来。
Because true joy is something that comes from inside.
那如果要谈到内心的一种满足啊，那彼此之间的一种和睦哦，一种感恩，这个就不是这么简单了。
So it's not as easy to talk about a kind of inner thanksgiving or inner harmony within the family.
我们知道我们现在在这个社会上这个夫妻之间的生活要真的同心呢，这不简单呢。
Today it's very difficult for a couple to live a very harmonious life together.
所以到底要同谁的心呢？丈夫的心呢？太太的心呢？
How can they be united? Are they following the will of the husband or the will of the wife?
每一个人都有每一个人的想法。
Everybody has his or her own opinions.
我们常常听人讲，就是貌合神离。就是外貌看起来是合一，但是他的神啊，就里面那个精神那个心啊，其实各想自己一套。
So sometimes the unity or bond is only superficial.
或者说同床异梦啊，看起来是很亲的，但是每一个人做自己的梦。
So it looks like even though they share the same bed, they may dream different dreams.
那这种婚姻呢，其实是很多的。
And this is the case for many marriages.
就是有什么因素使那个夫妻的心能够合一。
So So how can a husband and wife have the same heart?
这个是一个很困难的问题。
This is a very difficult question.
那这个问题如果没有解决哦，你很难有幸福感。
And if you can't solve this problem, then it's very difficult to have joy in the family.
你心不能够共鸣，哪里还有幸福？
Because if your hearts are not united, then how can you have joy?
但是当我们全家都信主。
But if your whole family believes in God,
有主耶稣在我们中间。
And Jesus is in your midst.
神的话。就是我们观念的出发点。
Then the word of God is also the foundation of all of your views.
我们的想法其实都从神的话出来的。
And all of your thoughts and thinking come from the word of God.
神的爱超越个人这种以私心、自我为中心的这种爱。
And the love of God surpasses any self-love or selfishness you have.
那神的灵让我们心心中充满着这个神的感动，良心很清洁。
And the Spirit of God will move you so that your conscience is very pure.
所以这个夫妻因为跟神之间很亲近，你会发现很容易同心。
So if a husband and wife are very close to God, then it is very easy for them to be united.
那很容易交通。
They can communicate with each other easily.
所以很容易了解对方。
And they can understand each other easily.
就是因为有一个共同的信仰。
Because they have the same faith.
那这个就是一个幸福家庭的一个基础。
And this is the beginning of a very joyful household.
所以一个婚姻的稳定不是用外在，你说什么去签契约，去法院什么签什么，这个都是外在的。
So it's not any kind of legal agreement you can make. These are all superficial or external.
真的婚姻的一种稳定一种合一的感觉是从内在的。
The solidity of a marriage is really internal or inner.
那神就是我们心跟心合一的一个因素。
And God is the reason why we can be united.
那有时候两代之间也是一样。
And this is also the case between different generations.
我们常常感觉到说，我们下一代美国化了。
Sometimes we say that our children are all Americanized.
什么叫做美国化？我们再想一深一点。
What does it mean to be Americanized?
这是好还是不好？
Is this good or bad?
所以有时候我们发现两代之间很难的沟通。
And sometimes it seems like it's difficult to communicate with our children or between generations.
Yeah, 因为一个是中国化，一个是美国化。
Because it's a separation of cultures.
所以这个想法不太一样。
And your perspectives are different.
但是当我们进到这个神的里面，
But when we enter into God,
你发现道理是一样的。
Then you discover that the truth is the same.
神的爱是一样的。
The love of God is the same.
所以这个两代之间就能够在主的里面合一。
So between two different generations, you can be united.
甚至对下一代的教养也是一样。
And even when we speak of educating our children.
如果这个两个人信仰不一样，
If two people have different faiths,
也是一个人强调世俗的成功，一个人强调属灵的成功，
Then one spouse may emphasize secular success, and the other may emphasize spiritual growth.
那两个人对这个成功的这个想法不太一样，你就发现那小孩子要跟谁。
Then the two parents share different views of or expectations of their children.
但是当全家都信主了，你发现想法是一样的。
But if the whole family is believes in God, then they all share the same views.
所以这里讲禁足跟他全家信的主都很喜乐，这是真的。
So after the prison keeper and his family were baptized and believed, they all rejoiced.
有时候我们常常看到一些比较属灵的家庭，真的也是看到他们生活得很喜乐。
And if we look at some spiritual families, then we see that they live a very happy or joyful life.
这个喜乐是从神来的。
And that joy comes from God.
这是一个没有全家信主很难去体验得到的。
And that is something very difficult to experience in a non-believing house.
所以一个家庭的幸福，那个保证的因素是什么？就是神本身。
So what is the guarantee of our joy? It is God Himself.
所以这个全家信主的好处，对我们来讲就是全家都会很喜乐、很幸福。
So the one benefit of the whole family believing is having joy in the family.
有相同的价值观，人生有相同的目标。
You have the same values and you share the same goals.
很容易同心合意。
And so it is easy to be united.
很容易沟通。
It is easy to communicate.
这是第一个好处。
So this is the first benefit.
所以如果全家信徒都是很虔诚的基督徒，不会有家庭问题。
So So if all of the members of a family are reverent and God-fearing, then it is easy to have joy.
不会有家庭问题。
There won't be. It is difficult to have problems.
因为在神的国里面是完全的。
Because everything is complete and perfect in God.
这是第一个好处，为什么要全家信主？
So this is the first benefit.
这个是幸福的一条道路。
The first, this is the way to joy.
好，我们现在回到 路加16章。
Let us turn back to Acts chapter
16.
Acts 16 verse 31.
说你应当信主，你跟你的家一家都必得救。那下面就谈到一个更严肃的问题。Then
there's a more serious problem.
就是你跟你的一家都必得救。That
is that you and your whole household will be saved.
所以这个全家信主就是全家得救。So
the second goal is that you and your whole household be saved.
我们常常想，没有一个父母不爱子女的。
There's not a parent who does not love their children.
每一个父母都很爱子女。
Every parent loves his their children.
但是我们对子女的爱，一个最重要的关心就是要带他们来信主。
But the primary concern of any parent should be bringing their children to God.
甚至夫妻也是一样。
And this is the same for husbands and wives.
因为爱到一个程度，所以你想要结婚。
Because you love them to a certain extent, you want to marry.
那既然是这么大，应该要带他们来信主。
But if you love them to that extent, then you should bring them to God.
有时候对我们父母也是一样。
And it is the same for how we deal with our parents.
有的这个父母信仰不同。
Parents may not have the same faith.
那有的这个慕道朋友就不敢洗礼。
And so some children are afraid to be baptized.
就希望说，以后如果父母离世了以后再来洗礼。
They may say, well, after my parents pass away, then I will be baptized.
这个是和人的理性的想法。
And this is according to our own human rationale.
但是如果我们再想深一点。
But if we think even more deeply.
如果信主是得救问题。
If believing in God is a question of being saved.
那我们应该更积极的就是我们先来信，然后想办法带领我们家人来信。
Then it is very urgent that we first believe in God and be saved and then bring our family as well.
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let us turn to John chapter 3.
16节，约翰3章16节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
约翰3章16节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这一节圣经也告诉我们，人生最大的危机是什么？
This verse tells us what is the
危机啊，是吧？ Crisis,
what is the crisis in human life?
是灭亡。
The greatest crisis is our death.
这个是我们要了解的。
This is something we must understand.
人生最大的危机不是失业，不是婚姻问题。
The greatest crisis is not failure or not problems in marriage.
或者说身体生的癌症，这个都不是的。
Or even cancer.
人生最大的危机是灭亡。
The greatest crisis is destruction.
那灭亡是什么？
And what is destruction?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
主耶稣说，地狱是从不会死、火不会灭的地方。
That hell is where worms do not die.
所以
there is everlasting darkness.
那灭亡就是进到地狱里面，接受人没有办法形容那一种痛苦的刑罚。
And so to perish or to be destroyed is to enter into that unimaginable darkness.
帖撒罗尼迦前书在讲，灭亡就是被神丢到墨黑的幽暗里面去。
And First Thessalonians tells us that to perish is to be thrown into the pit.
墨黑，好像墨那个血，中国字写墨那个黑暗里面去。
Like the inky darkness.
因为在灵界里面只有神是光。
Because in the spiritual realm, only God is light.
在阴间，在地狱里面没有神，所以没有光。
In Hades, there is no light because God is not there.
在灵界里面只有神是爱。
And in the spiritual realm, only God is love.
在阴间，地狱里面没有爱。
So in hell, there is no love.
如果我们今天活在世界上没有光没有爱，请问这是什么生活？
And if I ask you, if you were to live on earth today without love and without light, what kind of life would that be?
没有一个人爱你，你也没有爱任何一个人。
If nobody loved you and if you didn't love anyone else,
这是什么生活？
What kind of life would that be?
没有光没有希望。
Without light and without hope.
没有光就没有生命。
If you don't have light, then you don't have life.
请问这是什么生活？
So what kind of life is that?
地狱就是这样。
And that is hell.
没有光，没有希望，没有生命，没有爱。
Hell is not having life or light or hope or love.
所以人生最大的危机是灭亡。
So the greatest crisis that we face is perishing in hell.
那要信耶稣才不至灭亡，这是唯一一条道路。
And the only way to be saved from that path is to believe in Christ.
那人生最大的福分是什么？
And what is the greatest portion?
是永生。
It is to receive eternal life.
什么叫做永生？
And what is everlasting life?
圣经说我们的身体要改变，跟主耶稣一样。
The Bible tells us that our lives must be transformed to be like Jesus.
荣耀的身体。
To have a glorious body.
要发光。
To shed light.
要跟神在天国里面一起作王。
To reign as kings with Christ in heaven.
要亲眼看到神的本体。
To see the in person the body of God.
要跟神永远在一起。
To live with God forever.
一切都是完全的。
To have everything perfect.
完全的平安，完全的喜乐，完全的生命，完全的灵体。
Perfect peace, perfect life, perfect joy.
所以这个信耶稣就是不至灭亡，反得永生。
And so to believe in Christ is to escape destruction and to have eternal life.
从人生最大的危机进到人生最大的福分。
To escape the greatest crisis and to receive the greatest portion.
因此你看主耶稣在传道里，主耶稣看到很多人，主耶稣就怜悯他们。
So when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them.
今天我们常常看到人，我们就会去羡慕别人。
But today we look at people and often we envy them.
我如果能够像他，不晓得多好。
We say, well, if only I were like him, how good would that be?
我们会去羡慕别人，就是因为我们用肉眼来看一个人。
We envy others because we view them from our fleshly eyes.
所以有很多我们觉得很羡慕。
So we look at people and we might admire or even envy them.
但是今天如果主的心在我们里面。
But if the heart of God were in us today,
我们用主的眼光来看周围的人，
and we look at the people around us with spiritual eyes,
突然间你的感觉不一样，
then we see a different feeling.
很多很羡慕的人，你会觉得怜悯他们。
The people who you might admire or envy today, you might in fact pity.
为什么？
Why?
因为没有信耶稣就是灭亡，
because,
一句话，只有灭亡。
Because unbelief or not believing in Jesus means destruction.
只有在耶稣里面才有永生。
And only in Jesus Christ can you have eternal life.
所以为什么说全家庆祝这么重要？
So why is it crucial that the whole family believe in God?
因为我们希望我们全家不要灭亡，我们希望我们全家能够得到永生。
Because we desire our whole household to escape destruction and to receive eternal life.
如果我们为我们的家人今生的福分，我们都想尽了办法牺牲这么多。
If we sacrifice so much for their lives on earth,
那为着我们全家将来在天国那永远的福分，我们需要牺牲更多，需要想更多。
Then how much more do we need to sacrifice and to work for to to give them eternal life in heaven?
所以这个是全家信主的第二个好处。
So this is the second benefit of the whole household believing in God.
就是使我们的家人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Which is to save them from destruction and to give them everlasting life.
第三个，我们从教会的观点来看。
And then thirdly, if we look from the perspective of the church.
为什么全家信主这么重要？
Why is it so important for the whole family to believe in God?
我们先首先从社会来看。
Well, first of all, if we look from society,
今天为什么美国社会问题这么多？
Why are there so many problems in American society today?
你就问那个社会学家啊，或者一些学者，他不信圣经，你问他，他就给你一个答案。
If you ask any sociologist or any intellectual today, they might give you an answer.
美国社会问题这么多，是因为破碎的家庭太多。
The reason why there are so many problems in American society today is broken families.
那破碎的家庭是从破碎的婚姻开始。
And broken families come from broken marriages.
所以在学校里面，你看这个小孩子有40%以上都是单亲家庭。
So you see in schools today, over 40% of the children come from single parents.
那一个小孩子要成长的过程当中，他需要有男性的角色做榜样，他也需要有女性的角色做榜样。
For a child to grow up, they need the models from both a male and a female.
那这个小孩子才能够很正常的成长。
And only then can they have a very normal life.
所以这个社会最基本的单元，家庭发生问题，社会就有问题。
So the very foundation of society is the family, and if there are problems there, then those cause problems in society.
那我们在想教会。
So if we think to the church.
一个教会怎么样才会有力量？
How can a church have strength?
到最后，讲到最后还是家庭。
Then it still comes back to the family.
教会的力量在于家庭。
The strength of the church resides in its families.
如果这个教会里面呢，每一个家庭都不是全家信主。
And if in a church, all of the believers come from families where not all of them are. Believers.
我们常常发现这个教会的力量很有限。
Then we discover that the strength of the church is also limited.
为什么？
Why?
因为如果不是全家信主，你要爱神，你要服侍神，都是有一个限制的。
Because if the whole family does not believe, then it's very difficult for any individual to serve God wholeheartedly.
很简单啊，礼拜六。
So if you look. For example, on Saturdays,
大家上班都很累啊。
Everybody is tired from work.
如果你不是全家信主，
and if you don't believe, if your whole family is not, are not members,
那我们很热心，我们想到教会里面来。
Then you may be fervent and desire to come to church.
但是我们另外一半啊，他想要在家里休息啊。
But your other half wants to stay at home and rest.
所以这个也是真实的事情发生啊。那有的先生对太太说：“我已经辛苦这么多了，你周末你不能陪我吗？”
This is a very real problem because a husband might say, "Well, I've worked so hard the whole week. Can't you stay home one day and pay me some company?"
那对这个姐妹来讲，争战就很大了。
Then this becomes a big conflict for the sister.
对呀，我们全家都是先生赚钱，我难道不能陪他吗？
She might say, "Well, yes, my husband is the breadwinner in our family, and how can I not take some time off for him?"
所以到最后就匆匆来，早上就赶快就赶回去啊，煮饭给他先生吃。
So she might come to church in the morning and then rush off again to prepare things at home for her husband.
这是事实，连安息日聚会都有问题。你想说这个教会里面要去哪里找人说再进一步来投入做圣工？
And this is a very real problem because if people have problems coming to church on Sabbath, then how can they be expected to do anything more for God?
那在教会真的发生过啊，那个小孩子先生在一个教会很热心。
And this is another real example of.Brother is very fervent in church.
先生啊，在另外一个教会很热心。
Sorry, a husband in another church is very fervent in that church.
那太太在我们教会里面。
But the wife is a member of our church.
我看那个小孩子很可怜啊。
Then the child is also suffering.
礼拜一上课到礼拜五。
Because Monday through Friday they go to school.
礼拜六到真耶稣教会，礼拜天到其他教会一天都没有休息。
Saturday come to True Jesus Church, and Sunday they go to Sunday school. They don't have any day of rest.
但是比较危险的是教育不一样。
But even more dangerous is that they are taught different teachings.
那这个是实在的问题，这真的发生了。
And this is a very real problem.
所以这个没有全家信主，你说要怎么样在教会里面产生一股力量，真的很难。
So if the whole family does not believe, then it's very difficult for the church to have any strength or power.
那也有弟兄在我们教会里面说，要什么打扫修什么我都可以。
And another brother once said, "Well, you can ask me to do any cleaning or fixing up in the church."
因为他觉得他有困难献施义捐。
But I have a difficulty giving tithes.
因为他的太太每一张check都要看得很清楚。
Because he has to get his wife's approval for every check.
所以他知道奉献十一捐这是神的恩典，他没有办法做。
So he knows that giving tithes is to repay the grace of God, but this is difficult.
哦，所以他只能够来教会修修东西，这样弥补。
So he can only fix up the church as some kind of repayment.
因此啊，如果没有全家信主，我们发现这个教会里面呢，没有办法全家来服侍神，甚至我们要基本的来参加教会的聚会，都有很多的限制跟考虑。
So if the whole family is not a member of God's household, then it is very difficult even for people to come to church on Sabbath.
但是感谢神啊，有时候我们在教会里面看到很多的教会啊，大部分都全家信主。
But thank God, there are some churches where the vast majority are all, the whole households are all members.
那你就发现这个家庭啊很稳固，所以教会就很有力量。
So you'll find that because the families are very solid, then the church also has strength.
所以这个全家信主，从我们个人来讲，家庭的幸福啊有保障。
So for the whole household to believe in God, it is a guarantee for that household or security for that household.
对我们家人来讲，他的永生有保障。
Because for each of the members of a family, they have security, a guarantee of eternal life.
对教会来讲，啊，教会有力量。
But it is also a source of strength for the church.
因此，这个全家信主啊，是值得我们努力的一个目标。
So it is a goal for all of us to pursue that all of our families might, the whole family might become believers.
当然是有时候是很困难的。
Sometimes, of course, it is difficult.
但是不是不可能的。
But it is not impossible.
那这些要怎么做？
So how do we accomplish?
全家信主要怎么做？
How is it possible for all of the members of a family to believe?
这个也是我们啊值得来思想一个问题。
This is also a problem that we must consider.
好，我们看十六章，回到使徒行传十六章。
Let us turn back to Acts chapter 16.
好，三十二节。
Acts chapter 16.
他们把主的道讲解他跟他全家人听，啊。三十三节，当夜就在那个时候，禁足把他们带去受了伤，他和属他的人都受了洗。好，我们仔细看为什么他可以全家受洗。
Why is it that the whole household was able to be baptized？
啊，因为他们把保罗这个工人哈，保罗希拉把主的道讲给这个禁足跟他全家的人听。
Because the workers Paul and Silas spoke the word of God to the prison keeper and to all in his house.
所以这个信道是从听道来的。
So believing in the truth comes from listening to the word of God.
你没有机会听到，你怎么可以有机会信道呢？
If you don't have the opportunity to believe in God's word, then how can you believe in it?
那听道是从传道来的。
And hearing the word of God comes from preaching.
如果没有人传道，我们怎么能够听到呢？
If nobody preaches the word of God, then how can anyone hear the word of God?
所以禁足跟他全家信主，就是因为有机会让保罗跟希拉来讲给他们听，他们懂了就信了。
So the prison keeper and his whole household believed because they all were able to hear the word of God.
所以我们要让全家信主，第一个就是要让他们有机会来接触这个道理。
So the first goal for us is to give our family members the opportunity to hear the word of God.
而且越早越好。
And the earlier, the better.
啊，比方说我们的小孩子刚刚出生下来啊，就带他来教会，让他习惯。
For example, it is good for our, to bring our children to church as soon as they are when they are young.
你如果到小孩子已经到了初中了，哎呀，你才想要带来教会，有时候就很难了，因为他已经有他自己一套，从他所接触的环境，从这个文化里面有他自己的想法。
Because if you wait to bring your children to church after they are, say, in middle school, then they may already have their own views.
哦，所以我们要尽量啊，这个礼拜六啊，让我们的小孩子啊，连一次也不缺席，以这个做目标。
And so we should have as our goal to bring our children to church on Sabbath every Sabbath.
而让他们有机会来听这个道理。
So they have the opportunity to hear the word of God.
哦，那对我们自己其他大人的这个其他的家人也是一样啊，尽量安排让他有机会听道理。
And this is the same for all of the other members in our family to give them the opportunity to hear the word of God.
因为有很多人哦不信，只是不是真的不信，因为他不知道。
There are many people who don't believe because merely because they've never heard or never know or understand the word.
所以有时候你有机会让他听，他听懂了，就发现，哎，本来 来就应该这样啊。
So if you give them the opportunity, the more they listen, the more they will understand, and they may finally realize that this is the truth.
那有时候是我们请别人到我们家里来讲，但有时候我们是用我们在生活当中用很多的体验，很多的这个我们本身感受的神的恩典，这样啊，渐渐这样一直讲给我们的家人听。
Sometimes it is by bringing someone else to come and preach to them, but others it is from gradually sharing with our family members how God has given us grace in our lives.
这是第一步,
this is the first step.
要让他们有机会来听到,
and that is to give them the opportunity to hear the word of God.
但是有时候我们也听过一些实际的事情发生,
but then we've also heard of some other real situations.
那个太太听先生不, 看先生不来教会, 好, 他就借录音带回去。
The sister, because her husband does not come to church, she'll bring some sermon tapes.
啊，然后就录音带就放了。
And so we'll listen to the sermon tape.
那先生就很烦，就跑到客厅去，然后他录音机就提到客厅。
And the husband will be annoyed, and so he'll go to another room, and the wife will bring the tape recorder to the other room to play.
啊，那个先生就跑到卧室，他太太就真的是很认真的，就提到卧室。
So then the husband will escape to the bedroom, and then she'll follow him with the tape player.
啊，最后这个先生火大，把录音机从窗户就丢出去了。
So finally, the husband becomes so angry that he throws the tape player out the window.
你如果改变像那个录音带讲的这么好，我早就信了。
The husband will say, "Well, if you were to become as good as what I hear on that tape, then I would have believed
long ago."
So sometimes the biggest obstacle for the whole family to believe is ourselves.
我们最亲近的人啊，常常是最不容易信带领来信主。
And sometimes it is most difficult to bring those who are closest to us to believe.
因为他不只要听说信耶稣有多好，他看你的生活是不是真的讲你跟你讲一样好。
Because not only do they have to hear that believing in God is good, but they want to see it from your own life.
所以要让全家信主啊，除了说用讲的之外，另外一个很宝贵的就是要生活上的改变来感化对方。
So apart from sharing the word of God with them, we have to change our own lives to become like Christ.
啊，请看彼得前书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书的第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第三章第一节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他虽然不听道理，也可以因为妻子的品性被感化过来。当然这讲妻子怎么带领丈夫，这个原则也适合在丈夫怎么带妻子。
First of all, this is speaking about how wives might bring their husbands to believe. The principle also applies to husbands.
他说有一种丈夫是不听道理的。
Because there are some husbands who do notlisten to the word.
就是你不要讲了，我已经懂了，不听了。
They may say, well, they may refuse to listen because they've already heard it before.
那这下一步，那这怎么带领？
So then, what do you do?
可以因为妻子的品性被感化过来。
It says that they might be won by the conduct of their wives.
所以这用感化的，没有声音的。
So you may win them over by your conduct.Without any speech.
因此这个要带领我们的家人来信主啊，有一个非常重要，就是我们生活要一直我们要不断一直在改变自己。
So one very important means for bringing our family to believe is to continuously change our own lives.
真的让他们在我们的生活中感受到信耶稣确实很好，他就会心里心动，就想让我来去看看。
To let them see just how good it is to believe in God.
哦，那怎么感化？
And then that is how you can move them.
啊，第二节。
And verse 2.
这正是因为看见你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。哦，这个讲有贞洁的品德和敬畏的心。
It says when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
第四节。
Verse 3.
只要里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极其宝贵的。第五节。因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰顺服自己的丈夫，所以到最后就是 啊，妻子要有温柔安静的心为装饰。
So a wife must be adorned by a gentle and quiet spirit.
来顺服自己的丈夫。
And submit to her husband.
啊，用这样来感化自己的丈夫，使他能够来信主。
And in so doing, to transform or to move her husband to believe.
所以我们有听过小孩子感化父母来信主的。
So we've heard of how children have moved their parents to believe.
也有那个丈夫感化太太来信主的。
And there are husbands who have moved their wives to believe.
也有的父母感化小孩子来信主的。
And there are parents who have also moved their children to believe.
所以要带领全家信主生活的改变呢，这是重要的。
So our, how we transform our own lives is a very important way of.Bringing our family to believe.
那如果我们讲也讲过了，那我们生活觉得我们也改变了很多了，但还是不信，那怎么办？
So if we feel that we've already said what we needed to say and we've already changed ourselves a great deal, then and yet there seems to be no way, what should you do?
好，我们看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第六节
Verse 6
第三章第六节
First Corinthians 3 verse 6
我栽种了亚波罗浇灌唯有神叫他生长、哦、这里保罗在提到、让人信主的秘诀
This is the secret to how people believe
他说我栽种了
Paul planted
就是他传福音
He preached the word
亚波罗浇灌了、
啊、Apollos watered
亚波罗去牧养
Apollos pastored
但是神叫他生长
But God gave the increase.
就是神在带领啊。
So God guided them.
所以我们要让全家信主，有一个非常重要的方法，就是要为我们的家人不断的祷告。
So for our whole family to believe, we must continuously and unceasingly pray for them.
1982年呢，我听到一个姐妹见证。
I heard a testimony in 1982 of a sister.
那个时候我到医院去看她先生。
I went to the hospital to visit her husband.
她先生事业很顺利。
Her husband had a very successful career.
她说她为她先生的得救，每天早上禁食祷告七年半。
She said that she had fasted and prayed for her husband for 7.5 years.
七年半不短啊。
It's not a short time.
那个时候她先生事业很顺利，她先生说：“等我用爬了，我才去教会。”哎，主耶稣听到了，哎。
Her husband had been very successful, and he said, "Well, I'll wait till I have to crawl to church."
啊，现在长得很人高马大，很好看，钱又很多。
And her husband was both tall and strong, and he was very wealthy.
啊，1982年，她先生生了骨刺。
But in 1982, he had a
骨刺。
Bone spike, bone spur.
就很痛啊，痛到真的在地上爬。
He had a bone spur and it was very, very painful.
站不起来。
So that he couldn't even get up.
送到医院里面去手术。
And so he went to the hospital for surgery.
那个时候，教会传道去传福音给他。
And then the minister went to preach to him.
人啊，遇到那种痛苦啊，就比较软了。
So when a person is in pain, then they are a little softer.
就信了。
And so he believed.
后来从医院出来就洗礼了。
And then after he came out of the hospital, he was baptized.
神是无所不能的。
So for God, nothing is impossible.
神有很奇妙的方法能够带领我们家人来信主。
He has miraculous ways to bring our family to believe.
所以要不断的啊为我们家人祷告。
So we have to continue to pray for our family members.
因此要带领全家信主哦，就是三个方法。
So there are three ways to bring our family members.
第一步要多让他们有接触的机会。
The first is to give them the opportunity to hear the word of God.
第二步，我们本身生活要改变，去感化他们。
Secondly, we have to change our own lives to move them.
第三步，要多为他们祷告，求神在他们身上动工。
And thirdly, we have to pray for them even more so that God will work in their lives.
那流泪撒种的，必要欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears will reap with joy.
真的，如果我们真的很投入，放功夫下去，有一天你一定要欢欢喜喜的。来收割我们流泪所下的功夫。
So indeed, if you put everything into it, then one day you will reap the reward.
所以我也看过教会的那个家人信主哦，他太太流眼泪。
So I've seen examples where when the whole family believes, the wife will shed tears.
因为这一条路真的不好走。
Because it was a long road.
但是靠着神的帮助，终于走完了。
But through the guidance and help of God, they finally reached the goal.
把全家带到神的面前来。
To bring the whole family before God.
全家得救。
So that the whole family might be saved.
全家喜乐。
And the whole family may rejoice.
全家服侍神。
And the whole family may serve God.
哦，这何等的可贵！
This is very precious.
这是我们努力的目标。
And this is the goal for all of us.